Good morning, this is Alex Marienthal with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast issued on Sunday, March 31st at 6:45 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Grizzly Outfitters and the Friends of the Avalanche Center. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. This morning there is no new snow, temperatures are high teens to mid-20s Fahrenheit, wind is 5 to 15 miles per hour out of the southwest to southeast and north near Cook City. Today, temperatures will reach mid-30s Fahrenheit under mostly clear skies, and wind will be west to southwest at 0 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds will increase late this afternoon and bring 1 to 2 inches of new snow overnight, with scattered snow showers expected tomorrow. The 3 to 6 inches of new snow that fell on Friday creates isolated avalanche hazards today, and avalanches sliding deeper than this snow are unlikely. Yesterday in Highlight and the Bridger Range, skiers triggered wet and dry loose snow avalanches. In the northern Bridger Range, a snowmobiler triggered a small wind slab on a north-facing slope. Today, be alert for similar types of slides where the snow surface is dry, such as high-elevation north and east-facing slopes. These slides are likely not large enough to bury a person, but have high consequences if they push you over rocks, cliffs, or into trees. Assess terrain you plan to ride for consequences of being caught in even a small slide. On slopes that receive direct sun, there is a frozen crust this morning, which makes avalanches unlikely. When this crust melts, small wet loose slides are possible. I expect relatively cool temperatures today to minimize wet snow avalanche activity. But if you travel in steep terrain, monitor the snow surface to assess wet snow avalanche potential. Watch Eric's video from Beehive Basin yesterday, where he saw the new snow quickly become wet and cohesive. Today, if the crust on the surface melts and you see roller balls and pinwheels of snow, find slopes with colder dry snow or lower angle terrain. If you see these signs, also be cautious of steep, rocky terrain above you where natural, loose snow slides could start, and minimize time on slopes below large cornices. Today the snowpack is generally stable, isolated instabilities are confined to the upper 3 to 6 inches of the snowpack, and avalanche danger is rated low. If you get out and have any avalanche or snowpack observations to share, drop a line via our website, email mtavalanche@gmail.com, or call 406-587-6984. Thanks and have a happy and safe day.